We arrive at this new moment in time with a desire to experience the sacred. If we do not have this desire, then we'll only experience the physical level of our interaction with the space we're in, with people that are here, with thoughts that we have, but we won't experience the sacred. The desire has to be there, and there has to be a presentness to the moment so that we're willing to integrate with our wholeness and feel more than the worries or cares or thoughts of the present moment or the past moments. Fortunately for human beings, the desire to experience the sacred is built in to who we are. It's not something that has to be learned. It's something that has to be uncovered. Because each human being is a soul, and each soul has within themselves the yearning to fully express beingness wherever one is and under all circumstances. So to express beingness means being aware of yourself as connected with God, connected with your own wholeness, all of the time, not some of the time, all of the time. This is the yearning of the soul, and it's the reason for embodiment. It's the reason for coming here now, to be on the earth, to be in a body, to express your beingness through the body. That's why you're here. There are things that take us away from remembrance of why we're here. The habitual things of what we pay attention to. The ordinary things that create the illusion that physical reality, the demands of the moment, the things that are on our list of things to do, are all that's happening. But that's never the case. Our list of things to do is shaped by how we're holding our consciousness. That's what determines what's on our list of things to do. How many people put on their list of things to do to breathe? How many people put on their list of things to do to remember God in each moment? Remember why you came to the earth. That's what needs to be on the list of things to do. That's what constitutes the foundation for a sacred life. So we all know, because we've lived a long time in this lifetime and others, with the experience of paying attention to the many things, both pleasurable and painful, that have come to us in the course of life experience. We've paid attention to many varieties of things. We know that. We're used to that. And so the heart has to awaken in its yearning for the sacred. It has to want it more. It has to want it more than paying attention to the habitual ways of seeing things. And then when that yearning awakens more, then the list of things to do changes, and remembrance of God comes into the list, and remembrance of breathing comes into the list. And the busyness of life becomes modulated by the desire to live in sacredness, that becomes more important than other things. So, those of you who may ask, how do I remember? How do I remember these things? The answer in this part of that is you need to long to remember. You need to want to remember. It has to become a bright flame in your heart. Then you begin to remember. The reaching out needs to take place in an active way, through asking, through praying, through longing, through yearning, through the feeling that something's missing, in all the ways that you as an individual desire completion, that longing for completion is the fuel that fans the flame of the desire to remember, and then remembering begins to be more active on a daily basis. But as long as you are separated in your own thoughts and paying attention to physical reality as if that interaction and the definition of that is all that you are, then you will believe that that's all that you are. Until the moment comes that the loss of the sacred is felt more deeply in your heart. And it can be also that the experience, the desire for the greater expansion of love is the way that that comes to you. It can be that you have a feeling within yourself that love is the basis for life and that you, in some deep place in yourself, want more love, know that it's possible, yearn for it, desire to bring it to people, desire to receive it from others, desire to be in communion with love at all times. So that's not separate from the sacred. That's the center of it. God's love and your interaction with that is the center of it. You hear my words, but only you know in your inner consciousness how much you are longing for these things and how much your life is defined by what you feel are the more practical concerns of the day. How to earn a living, how to get food, how to clean your house, how to take care of children. You know within yourself to what degree those things that seem so practical and everyday are separated from the sacred, because that separation is not a necessary separation. That's the illusion of living life that's defined by the physical plane instead of living life in which the physical experience is part of the sacred. You know where you are with that. And so the longing has to grow to have a seamless life, one life in which the physical interaction with life is included, but included in the sacredness of God's presence in all things. So, in relation to these thoughts and desires, at any point you wish to, you can pray that the doors be open to your own longing. You can ask that your own reaching out become stronger. You can pray that there be less of a separation between the practical and the spiritual or sacred. You can ask to live just one life. Those are ways of increasing the response of the universe to you so that you will be shown when it is that you're separating from yourself and when it is that you're experiencing more wholeness. So let your longing be full, and let your desire for a unified life be full, one in which you embrace the sacred and the separation between the physical and the spiritual finally comes to an end. May all beings live as they truly are, in the holiness of their being, in unity with God and all others, immersed in the love that is at their core. Thank you for being with me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.